old age comes for us all, but how prepared are we for those later years spent in retirement? Worryingly, it seems we could be much better equipped, because a survey asked pension trustees, those responsible for protecting our pensions, how equipped they felt their members were when it came to their retirement funds, and the responses aren't particularly great. It seems that trustees are concerned that we haven't saved enough money for the last to last the duration for our retirement. Well, joining me on the line to talk a bit about this and how we might perhaps better prepare ourselves is Jonathan Watts-Lay, who's a Director of Wealth at Work, a specialist provider of financial education and guidance in the workplace. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Chris.
So, it seems that we're not particularly clued up when it comes to our pensions. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, the general theme is that people struggle with finance anyway, but when it comes to pensions, then I think they struggle even more. And when they get into to a critical point like retirement, they're, for a lot of them, they are actually going to be making the biggest financial decision of their lives. People used to say that about getting your house, but actually it's probably more so now with your pension. And yet people do not understand what options they have. Regulation changed in 2015, which means that there's a lot more flexibility now, a lot more choice, which is a great thing. The problem is that if people do not understand the upsides and the downsides of the choices available to them, then they could just make a grave error.
So is it this increased choice, do you think, that's the main source of confusion?
Well, I think it's that people don't actually understand what choices they have, and so it's very easy for people to almost listen to hearsay or listen to, you know, mates down the pub or whatever it might be, hear what someone else is doing and saying, right, I'm going to do that as well. That sounds really good. The problem is that actually for their mate down the pub, maybe it was the right decision for them, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's the right decision for you, which is why it's really important to understand all of the options that are available so that you can make an informed choice as to how you're actually going to take an income as you go into retirement.
Sure. And just why is it important that we do this, that we know all about our retirement plans?
It's ultimately, it's about how much income you're going to get in retirement, but how much income you're going to get month in, month out as you go through retirement. And I guess the things that people really need to think about. So at the real extreme, we know people are being scammed. The Financial Conduct Authority say that people on average that get scammed out of well over £80,000 of their pension pot. So that's clearly going to leave a big hole for them. For some, that might be actually all of their pension pot. For others, they just may invest their pension monies into products that are just not really appropriate for retirement. So it's not that there's anything fraudulent about them, it's just that they're not going to generate the regular income that they need as they go through retirement. And then there's other things that they need to think about. So how do they take that income? So for example, a lot of people will say, right, I just want to pull all the money out of my pension now, but they forget that it's only the first 25% that is tax free. The remainder is taxed as income. So you could have a situation, and we see this all the time, where somebody's a basic rate taxpayer their whole working life, and then when they come to the year that they retire, because they pull all of their money out of their pension in one go, in that tax year, they become a higher rate taxpayer. So again, they effectively give money to the Treasury that had they made slightly different decisions, they wouldn't have done, and therefore they would have more income to go through retirement. So there's a lot of things to think about.
Presumably, it would be helpful for us to prepare well before, we're approaching our retirement age in terms of the options available to us. So, you know, in terms of people during the time where they're in employment, can employers help their employees get up to speed?
Yeah, definitely. And the good news about this is that we're seeing more and more employers, both in the private and the public sector, bringing in outside support to help employees make these decisions, because you're absolutely right, they should be starting to think about this probably 10 years before they plan to retire. So it's not only looking at, well, how big is their pension pot, based on another 10 years of working, is that going to give them the sort of income that they want, or are they going to have to pay in more contributions, or maybe they will end up working longer because otherwise they won't have the income they need. They also need to look at things like state pensions. So again, they should be going and to the gov.uk site and checking what state pension they're going to get, because for some people, that state pension will be a big chunk of their overall income in retirement. So all of that planning can start good few years before they get to retirement, and it will allow them not only to understand the direction of travel and what they're likely to get, but it will also allow them to take corrective action and as I say, yeah, either pay more in or potentially work later if they haven't got the income that they'd hoped for.
How can Wealth at Work help?
Well, we work with many of these employers, both in the private and public sector, to help employees understand that. So we provide services, so we will go into the workplace, we will explain pensions to people and all the things that they need to consider. We run helplines so that those employees can then call us with questions they may have. And we also offer regulated advice. Those people that actually want to sit down with an advisor and have a detailed plan worked out for them with a clear recommendation, then we can provide that as well. So increasingly, employers are using us to provide that type of service to ensure that employees can make an informed decision and that they optimise their income as they get into retirement.
And how far before a person would plan to retire? How far in advance of that do you think that people should be, really looking into this and getting this advice?
Well, I would argue probably about 10 years, because I think that the earlier you do it, the more you can take corrective action if you're not on course for the sort of income level that you would like. Also, it means you have much more time to think through options, because I think one of the problems is that people get literally to the point of retirement and then they're almost in panic mode about, okay, so what am I going to do? And it's almost like the first thing that they become aware of is what they do, and that clearly may not be the right thing. So because it is such a big financial decision, spending time looking at it a few years in advance, taking corrective action is really, really important.
Okay, good advice. Where can listeners go for more information then?
So they can have a look at our website, which is wealthatwork.co.uk. They should also have a look at what their state pension forecast is. So to do that, they can go to gov.uk/checkstatepension. And they might also like to go to PensionWise, which is a government-run website and helpline, where, again, they can get additional support.